From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The United Nations Security Council holding an urgent meeting this week on continuing violence in western Myanmar that has forced 370,000 Rohingya Muslims to flee to neighboring Bangladesh. That meeting, scheduled for Wednesday, was requested by Britain and Sweden on Monday. It referred to the treatment of the Rohingya as a textbook example of ethnic cleansing. Some Florida residents began returning to their homes after Hurricane Irma. Officials warned the recovery would be frustrating and lengthy. President Donald Trump said the devastation was far greater than anyone thought. Irma has left more than 6 million Florida homes without power, and the Keys have been described as a war zone. The storm has killed at least 40 people, the White House says. Mr. Trump is planning to visit Florida Thursday. French President Emmanuel Macron had promised a fast, exemplary reconstruction of the Caribbean island of St. Martin and St. Bartholomew. Both islands were struck by Hurricane Irma. And Pascal Davies does have more.
Macron promising a large-scale rebuild in the battered islands and says a return to normal life is the priority. According to a provisional tally, Irma killed 10 people on the French-speaking St. Bartholomew and in the French part of St. Martin.
Relief efforts for the region have stepped up since Sunday, with France and the Netherlands sending in military units. They're also giving food and water to residents. They're helping them clear the damaged houses and the streets as well. You can find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.